Hi, I'm Ed Bajarski. I'm a master gardener, and this is Garden Talk on Juno Afternoon. We talked about seed starting. Now it's finally time to do it, now that we're into mid-March. We can even put some seeds in the ground, amazingly enough. Things like spinach, kale, bok choy, mustard greens, that kind of stuff, which will sprout whenever they get enough warmth. And I'm anticipating we're going to get more snow and more winter. It'll be a challenge. So the beds have been, most of them have been covered all winter long with tarps, clear plastic, black plastic, so that the soil stays a little drier particularly, which means warmer, which also means that the earthworms, soil microorganisms, are better able to keep working, keep breaking down organic matter. I put horse manure in my beds last fall, plus coffee grounds, plus dead fish scraps and more. So keeping those beds covered through the winter is really important. So if we can keep some of that rainfall off our gardens, we can be gardening sooner than my neighbor who might not have those beds covered. I have potatoes in my root cellar, and I've been peeking at them now and then to see if they're sprouting, and they're still nice and cool. There's really minimal sprouts. To get those potatoes ready, I will bring those that I separated last fall, small ones, the right size that I want, clean, no scab on them, that I want them to sprout. I would like 1/2 inch to 1 inch sprouts on them before they go in the ground, say mid to late April, early May, and into kind of warm ground that we've had covered. And I also have seed potatoes ordered from the Matanuska Valley, which will be coming in mid-April. So again, those are not going to be sprouting yet, so I'll want to pull those out that I want to sprout, or other people may want to take home and bring them indoors, warm them up, and they should start to sprout after their cold winter storage. After we plant them, I will recover those potato beds boxes with clear plastic to keep the soil warm. And then I watch. We might want to uncover them if we get a sunny day that hits 55 or 60 degrees. We don't want to cook the little potatoes and their sprouts. And then eventually we'll uncover and potatoes grow up and we hill them. We don't plant potatoes in pots with soil. So we are planting chunks or whole small potatoes the size of a ping pong ball, say, and they go directly into the ground. We need a soil, but not a lot, a bed, a box, a bucket, big pots. Folks ask, you know, do we plant in tires? No, let's not. They're difficult to get rid of, and they may have some chemicals in them that we don't want to contaminate. We don't need deep soil to start potatoes. If you want to abandon your driveway, you could put 2 inches of soil on your driveway, a little bit of fertilizer, just barely cover those potatoes, and as they grow up, then we hill our potatoes. We don't want to use grocery store potatoes that may have been underneath your sink and are starting to sprout in the dark. Those potatoes haven't been tested for diseases which may, especially coming up from down south, that might contaminate the potato or the soil that you're growing them in. So we want to use certified seed potatoes, and most preferably, if at all possible, grown in Alaska. Garden Talk is produced by KTOO's Shelley Delaney. I'm your host, Ed Bajarski. If you have questions, please send them to me at edbajarski@hotmail.com. You can also find us on the web at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. It's always gardening season in Juneau, at least in my neighborhood. Spring is coming.